I'm Emma Jane Maguire. This Christmas I play Clara in The Nutcracker. From the moment the curtain goes up, it's your party and you've got a story to tell. I've always imagined she's about 12 years old and there's a Christmas party at her house and she's given the Nutcracker doll as a present. So in her dreams, she starts to dance and take part in this amazing wonderland, the land of the sweets, the land of the snowflakes, and she goes on this journey with him. Definitely as a young girl, Clara was on my to-do list of roles to play.
Emma Maguire, could you please make your way to S+4 for your costume fitting? Thank you.
I've just missed my costume fitting.
I've just come backstage. Just in front of my eyes, the floor has dropped down as it's being lowered.
This, that and there, is the kingdom of sweets.
So all of the sparkly bit, that's the...
All the sparkly bit, yeah. So that represents this cake, wonderful cake you see at the party scene in Act One. My name is Johanna Adams-Farley and I'm the senior stage manager for the Royal Ballet. From what we call the half-hour call, which is 35 minutes before curtain up, I'm responsible. So anything that happens is really down to me. I also call the show, which means I'm in the prompt corner and giving all the cues. Fly cues, light cues, stage cues, which on a production like Nutcracker is pretty massive, especially in the first act where nothing really stops moving. For instance, the transformation in Act One, where we have this small Christmas tree from the party scene.
And then as if by magic,
it starts to grow. The bridges, as they're called, all go down and this huge Christmas tree appears.
And that's just behind us, isn't it? Covered with candles and a great gold star. It's kind of the size of something that you'd expect to see in a town square.
Yes, absolutely.
I've just walked into one of the workshops. It's just a hive of activity and colour. Nikki, can you just describe what you're doing, please?
This is a sugar plum fairy for Nutcracker. The dancer wore it in rehearsal, so she's just come back to me with a few little tweaks, tightening the straps. We did have to put a new bodice on and do a total refurb of the tutu. Which included blinging it up quite considerably from the last time we did Nutcracker. So we've had quite a bit of fun adding lots of jewels and sparkles on, so it's going to be quite a sparkly production.
The Only Ways Essex version of the...
No.
It is absolutely stunning. It's made with this beautiful, delicate lace with gold filigree on it and sequins and crystals on there as well.
Yeah, they are. They're really sparkly ones, the Swarovskis, yes. As far as I'm concerned, you can't have too much bling on a sugar plum fairy. You know, it's the ultimate. It's the ultimate dancer's role, really. No, it's really magical, and it's for Christmas time as well. It does make us feel very festive when we're working on them.
I'm going to be given very privileged access now. I'm about to go into a studio where the prince and the sugar plum fairy herself are rehearsing.
My name is Sarah Lamb and I'm a principal with the Royal Ballet. You know, in a way you're performing a cliche, and in a way, you know, people are going to see you and maybe dreaming of you as, you know, a hybrid between a fairy and a fruit cake or something like that. But you've seen the bling and now you've seen the sweat. A lot of athletes do, you know, incredible things, but they're allowed to stick out their tongues and everything, and we're not, so you have to be able to keep the grace, and if you're five, it does look quite magical.
And when you're considerably older than
Okay, well, that's great then.
Why do you think that this ballet in particular is so popular?
That Christmas story is accessible, but the music is beautiful, and some of the dancing is really beautiful too, so I think that it is a great introduction. It was my introduction to ballet. I mean, that made me want to get up and dance.
Up, up. Press, up, up.